Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Liz.
Right, let's kick off with headlines this morning. Barnier on UK banks, Twitter outperforms, and US tax reforms edge closer. This feels like yet another Groundhog Day. Let's kick off with the UK banks. Mr. Barnier, obviously looking after himself, so to speak.
Yes, EU Brexit minister, negotiator, chief Michael Barnier, basically saying UK banks, you're going to have to toe the line. You're going to get no special bespoke deal if post-Brexit or even in the transition period. And I was actually thinking, it's going to come a point where, you know, once the dust settles, Europe is going to look at the City of London and say, look, we need to be part. We need you to be part of the European Union, or we need to work together. And there's a lot of harmonisation. We look at, we've talked a lot on the show about MiFID II. Please check it out if you fancy a bedtime read. But UK banks and UK financial institutions are going to be aligned with European banks. So there's a, with regards to getting the trade borders sorted, there is still a need for UK banks, and Europe needs that investment. The investment that comes from UK banks is very important in infrastructure in Europe. So I think once the dust settles, it will probably be status quo. I don't think there'll be any special dispensation for UK banks, but I think it will just be business as usual. And I think we're seeing now, you know, with building work going on in the city, occupancy rates, tenancy rates in the City of London, I think businesses have finally just said, well, we could wait for 2 years, miss out on opportunity, or just get on with it. And if we need to change things in a year or so down the line, if we need to lose hires, maybe that would be a bad case scenario. But they can't. The banks don't just sit by and wait for the markets to move to their favour. They get on and do it, because there's still a lot of money being made.
Twitter outperformance.
Yes, moving on. Sorry, that's my little rant there. Twitter outperforms. Very strong performance last night for Twitter, up about 11% in the market. Still off their kind of IPO levels, but JP Morgan have come out and said they're a top pick for 2018. This also comes on the back of they rolled out actually stopping extreme tweeters, as they're called, on their platform. I don't know where that leaves Donald Trump, because he's actually helped Twitter probably over the recent years with subscriber numbers, etc. But they're looking at Twitter and saying that this could be a company for 2018. The stock price obviously moved on the back of it, but all the stocks, all the markets moved up yesterday on are we there, are we not? US tax reforms. Two of the senators, I should say, have moved in line and said they will support it. This is Lee and Collins. It could actually go to a vote today. What does that mean? Well, as soon as Thursday, Donald Trump could be signing this off.
Very good. Right, let's go to the leaderboard, London Stock Exchange. What's going on in the corporate world here?
Well, it's politics as well, but in on a board level. Now, obviously, with Xavier Rolet stepping down, that caused a lot of discontent with some of the major shareholders or big shareholders, namely the TSI fund, Christopher Hahn. They've got an EGM today, midday today, to basically put the support or not support behind Donald Brydon. Will he continue as chairman? I fully suspect he will. I think a lot of fund managers are still in that point where they don't like change. And you can get activist investors, but certainly in the UK and European markets and companies, fund managers are actually very passive when they get to own a share in a company. That may change in years to come, if you look at the American model. But certainly, I think Donald Brydon will still be chairman come the end of the day.
Understood. In terms of small caps today, Nichols.
Do you know what they make?
Absolutely no idea. I would think wagon wheels or something like that.
Not far off. Not far, something you're probably used to seeing in your local corner shop, sweet shop as a kid. Vimto.
Okay. That wasn't a bad shout, was it?
Yeah, no, not far off. I mean, Vimto, like it or it's a kind of Marmite drink. I've tried it once and never again. But Vimto, Nichols make Vimto. They had a trading update this morning. All looked okay. Increased sales. But believe it or not, Vimto, it's a huge market in the Far East. They love it. They love Vimto. And there's been problems in Yemen, so it meant actually getting the supply into Yemen for their consumer base there has been hampered with all the political situation going on there. So that's had a negative impact on the share price. Share price down today. But it's good to see kind of some old British names still being sold and sold abroad.
Very good. Let's talk currencies. Great British pound against US dollar, 133.70, and the euro, great British pound, cross 88.33.
Yeah, you mentioned Groundhog Day. I'll mention it again, no pun intended. Look, the FX markets have pretty much gone quiet. We're seeing that with a lot of things like dollar yen, cable, even euro dollar. We've had some moves around, but they're pretty much stuck in ranges and without anything really to get them going. Everyone's looking at the dollar. Now, there may be a bit of a boost if, as I said before, the US tax reforms finally go through. There might be a bit of a relief rally into the year end, and that will obviously be negative for the pound against the dollar and the other currency pairs. But until that happens, that's really the only major driver in the major FX pairs at the moment.
OK, so let's move on to broker upgrades, downgrades. AB Foods, an old favourite, pre-rec and outperform, new rec sector perform by Royal Bank of Canada.
AB Foods, owner of Primark. Actually, AB Foods updated a few weeks ago. Not bad numbers. The earnings look OK, all in line. AB Foods trading down about 2.5% on this downgrade. RBC looking at it and saying that they performed very well over recent years. Maybe time to take some money off the table, just aware of what's going on in the UK retail sector at the moment.
Understood. Let's go on to the core number today, number six.
Number six, I picked this out with Christmas around the corner. A little bit going on in the Twitter sphere overnight. Leicester City Council tweeted saying that one portion of Sprouts equals six Sprouts. Do not overeat or overserve.
One portion of
Sprouts equals six Sprouts. So you shouldn't have more than six Sprouts.
So six is the net number.
Is the net number for your Christmas dinner. Any more, and that's food wastage, telling people how much they should be eating. They've, come in. They've got a bit of flack on the back of this, and
So, on seller for choice. Yeah. Right, let's move on to the economic calendar today. In terms of the US, 130, the housing starts and building permits. Well, I guess that's...
Ignore that. That's all I've got to say. Ignore that. It is US tax reform. That will have an impact on the equity markets. The Santa rally that I said wasn't going to happen is probably now shaping up to be the case. But it is priced to disappoint. With volumes light, if nothing comes this side of Christmas, and bear in mind we could be talking about Thursday that it actually gets signed off, or maybe towards the back end of the week, with the UK market with an early close on Friday, it may drift.
Well, with the S&P up circa 20%, I know which way I'd be. Matt, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.